2 years ago, Sarah Palin, Republican John McCain's running mate, made a campaign appearance in Clearwater just a few weeks before the election.
We do need to drill here and drill now. Now you can chant the drill, baby, drill. Yes!
It was a different time. Gasoline was $4 a gallon, and it was still possible to win an election with drill, baby, drill as a slogan. And not too long after that, Governor and future Senate candidate Charlie Crist acknowledged that offshore oil drilling remained controversial, but there was a way to support it.
So long as it's far enough, safe enough, and clean enough, it's something that we're willing to consider, because I think it's important that we're economically independent.
But 100 days ago, a wellhead blew out in the Gulf of Mexico. The resulting oil spill didn't obliterate public support for offshore drilling, but University of South Florida political scientist Susan McManus says it undermined it enough to make choices difficult for Florida politicians.
The first inclination would be to say that anybody who is pro-oil drilling would be the loser. But you have to look more carefully at the polls, which show that there is still a portion that have mixed feelings about it. Many people remembering the $4 a gallon gas prices of the summer of 08.
For Charlie Crist, the oil spill was a gift. Having abandoned the Republican Party to campaign as an independent, his campaign contributions were drying up. But by showing up on the oil-threatened Gulf Coast day after day, he was on the news night after night, just as if he had bought advertising. McManus says it was priceless.
His staunch stances on the oil spill reinforced the idea that he is a strong leader. And up to this point in his gubernatorial career, he really hadn't had those kinds of moments.
Chris began to rise in the polls. He was attracting Democratic voters away from Senate candidate and Miami Congressman Kendrick Meek. And the oil spill hurt Meek's campaign in another way. McManus says President Obama began losing popularity in Florida because of his slow response to the oil spill.
But it also has some major consequences for candidates like Kendrick Meek, Democratic candidates, who would love to bring Obama into the state, but in light of the situation are having second thoughts about the advisability of bringing Obama into campaign for Democrats.
Not everyone agrees that Meek didn't want the president to campaign for him, but the bottom line is Obama set out the Senate race and Meek's campaign has stalled. Political scientist Terry Fine of the University of Central Florida in Orlando says politicians from Crist to Obama have learned an important lesson from the public response to the oil spill.
Well, the oil spill political story is all about responsiveness, is that citizens are looking to see who is responding, how well they're responding, and whether or not their responses are adequate and appropriate.
So Chris found another way to respond. He called the legislature to Tallahassee and asked it to pass an anti-oil drilling constitutional amendment to send to the voters.
I just don't think that I would be doing my duty as your governor if I didn't call this session and at least try.
Republicans accused the governor of grandstanding, refused to pass the amendment, and adjourned the special session in less than an hour. 100 days into the spill, Crist remains a nominal front runner in the Senate race, leading Republican Marco Rubio, who favors an expansion of well-regulated offshore oil drilling, and he's well ahead of Meek and Meek's Democratic primary opponent, Jeff Green. But the oil spill may soon be kept, and the lift it provided Crist's campaign may be as short-lived as the tide. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Rick Stone in Miami.